USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows noting Democrats did not counter with any offers as well. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is continuing to say kids should return to the classroom. She says students need to be with their teachers and fellow students. Florida is continuing to work on a plan to get their schools reopened safely. Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis saying,
"What's clear to me is that I think parents want to have the ability to control their kids' destiny and have a meaningful choice. And so for me, if parents believe that the distance learning is the way to go, if they're not comfortable in a face-to-face environment for their kid, then I think they have that right."
The search is continuing for eight missing Marines off the coast of Southern California after a deadly training accident. One Marine was killed and eight went missing when officials say an amphibious assault vehicle reported taking on water last night near San Clemente Island. All of the Marines are assigned to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Camp at Camp Pendleton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. continuing to work on a stimulus bill. There's one thing, though, that seemingly both sides can agree on. That's a Paycheck Protection Program, which is a program that helps small businesses. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, says in the next bill there will be elements, again, of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Very similar to what we had before, 60% for payroll, 40% for other expenses. That now includes the personal protective equipment and other technologies that they need in order to comply with local COVID restrictions and so forth. That costs money. But it's only available to businesses that are 300 employees or smaller who have suffered a 50% reduction in their revenues in either the first quarter of this year or the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame a year ago. And we also set aside some of that money for businesses with 10 employees or less, the sort of smaller mom and pop and micro businesses, to make sure that there isn't a run on the first tranche of money and leave them behind.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is introducing a bill that would prohibit schools from receiving federal funds which teach the 1619 Project curriculum in schools. The bill, titled the Saving American History Act of 2020, would prohibit the use of federal funds that teach the 1619 Project by K-12 schools or school districts. Cotton saying the New York Times 1619 Project is racially divisive and revisionist history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.